What I'd like to do now is to welcome Francisco Perez Santana. He is the charge d'affaires of the Venezuelan embassy in Barbados. Francisco, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much for inviting me to your program. And I am very happy because I'm here now and listening that not just there are media that the topic is not the hurricane Irma in Florida, but also in the Caribbean, that we didn't listen the media, so much about the hurricane Irma passing for the Caribbean and the result of the day after of the hurricane Irma in the Caribbean. So thank you very much for your program.
Right. Now, Francisco Perez Santana, in the United States, all we hear on the mainstream media about Venezuela is that it's a dictatorship repressing its citizens in deep economic crisis. We know that there is a deep economic crisis going on, but the dictatorship in repressing its citizens are highly questionable. I mean, it's with all of the elections that have happened in Venezuela, free and clear, that certainly, in my view, is a very unfair charge and image being put forward in the mainstream media. But we don't hear much at all about the humanitarian work that Venezuela does in the region. So I was not surprised to hear that Venezuela was the first with aid to Barbuda, which was so devastated in other places. Tell us, what is Venezuela doing for hurricane relief in the Caribbean region?
Yes, let me first start with your last sentence. The dictatorship in Venezuela is a very strange dictatorship that call election all the time. And now, last Sunday, all the opposition party had a primary internal election to decide which are the candidate to participate in the next election, that is for governor in Venezuela. That means that 23 state is going to choose who will be the governor in Venezuela. And last Sunday, they went to internal election to decide that, and after that, in 15th of October, we are going to have a new election, a governor election for the state. And it's very strange dictatorship that promote this kind of election, and it's very strange a dictatorship that promote the election of a new to rewrite a new constituency, and it's very strange dictatorship that was the first to send aid to our brother and sister from the Caribbean. It's very strange to hear that, no?
Strange indeed. Anyway, propaganda is more the name of it. Yeah, yes. But tell us then about your relief efforts in the Caribbean region.
Despite the situation, the economic, as you say, the crisis, the economic crisis, that is more a situation that we have for the economic blockade that we have, the government of United States, the government of Trump, push off to be in this situation. With sanction, with the threat of military intervention against our people. Venezuela is always and will be always in solidarity with the people of the world. And more if it is humanitarian aid because the natural catastrophe. with the passage of Harvey in Texas, Venezuela was the first to send $5 million for help.
Wow.
In addition to the support that our company Citgo is doing with free oil and gasoline, and you need more. I don't know if in this epoch, in this period, you need the fuel for heating. They call it full heating, but we are giving through Citgo full heating and oil to the rescue person in Texas, through to Citgo, the company that Venezuela had in the United States.
Yeah.
Not just to the United States, but also we was the first to send aid to Antigua. We sent an airplane with 10 tons of food, medicine, and some kit of first aid. We sent out another plane to pick water from Santa Lucia and send to Antigua. And also, we evacuate 400 of Barbudan from Barbuda to Antigua.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And yes.
Yeah.
And in an airport that nobody wanted to land, but our military air force could do that and evacuate the 400 people from Barbuda.
Right. And also, I wanted to say, I heard our earlier guest also said that Cuba was sending in aid. Just remarkable, given how Cuba has been so devastated itself by Hurricane Irma, and remarkable for Venezuela, given the deep economic crisis that's going on and all of the efforts to destabilize Venezuela by the United States and Western powers, that Venezuela nevertheless were, like Cuba, some of the first on the ground offering that kind of solidarity. We're running out of time, but just some final thoughts from you, Francisco Perez Santana.
Yeah, well, you know that the spirit of the revolution, the Cuban revolution, is to help and be with the people of the world. And we learned that with our commander Fidel, and also most with our commander Chavez. All the time, our commander Fidel sent aid, doctor, and personnel to support the people of the war in any place of the war where they needed. The Cuban doctor were there helping people. And if we have a good teacher, we have to do the same.
Yeah,
our spirit is the spirit of solidarity, also in Venezuela. And our President Maduro, that is a son of our Commander Chavez, start with the help, with the aid to this island, our brother and sister in the region,
yeah,
in the Caribbean, because we are part of the Caribbean. So. Also, yesterday we evacuated 50 persons from San Martin, and we sent 10 tons of aid also to San Martin. And today we are sending also to Cuba some aid with the airplane, the military airplane. So we need to understand that. The people have to help the people, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe sometimes through the government, but the only reason for that is the spirit of solidarity.
Well, Francisco Perez Santana, charge d'affaires of the Venezuelan embassy in Barbados, thank you so much for joining us.